I'm joined by Guardian's Chris Stephen, who's at a checkpoint outside Bani Walid. Yesterday, town reported to have fallen to Libyan authorities. What's the scene today?
Well, it's a scene of chaos because the government said last night that everybody could go home. Tomorrow is Eid, which is the great Muslim festival, so that the road is packed with people trying to get back to Bani Walid, but at Bani Walid, the army is turning them away. And while we were there, things got very heated and the army started opening fire. I mean, the bullets seemed to be going over our heads, but people were running and children were screaming, and it was absolute pandemonium. And I think things are just getting worse because army checkpoints in Tripoli are insisting people can go home. So now we have thousands and thousands of people all backed up along this road, very, very angry that they're not being allowed back in.
So does it feel as if the conflict is still going on?
Well, it feels almost like the army's triggered a second conflict, because by not letting the people back in, the people were anyway angry and worried. And we spoke to some people in this, I suppose what you call a protest, and they said, look, you know, we need to get back. This is not only is it the Eid festival, but we're frightened by our homes are going to be looted. So, we have to get back. And I think the shooting has pushed things even further.
The Human Rights Watch today called on the Libyan authorities to protect civilians and prosecute abuses by invading forces. It sounds as if nothing like that's happening.
Well, it's worse than that. I don't think anybody knows. We just stopped a jeeps from the United Nations mission who were driving in the area, and we flagged them down and said, do you know about this? And they had no idea. They thought that, they were humanitarian coordination people from the United Nations, and they'd come to look at the refugees going home, and they thought that the refugees were all going home, and they were, stunned to hear this is all going on.
What possible explanation could there be for continuing clashes?
Well, what the soldiers outside the town told us is that they are still house clearing, and there are either pockets of resistance or suspected pockets of resistance, and the commanders in the town have obviously decided they don't want anyone back in. They want to sort of tamp the town down. But the trouble is the Libyan government is giving a very different message and is putting out all these things on the television saying you can all go home. And I think this is causing this huge crisis because the population are anyway very angry about this attack that's been launched on their town. And I think this is building this confusion, I think, will add to the problems.
Who is resisting?
Well, inside the town, if the story is true, and it may be true, these are pro-Gaddafi elements. The government said all along that what their target was not the people of Bani Walid, but because Bani Walid had become a magnet for all the former Gaddafi regime people elsewhere in Libya who knew that they'd be arrested, because Bani Walid was the one area of the country had no government control. It was free of the government. And so the whole point of the operation was to get in and hunt these people down. Now, apparently several dozen have been arrested, including some quite prominent former officials. But it may be that this hunt is going on. But these people certainly were fighting very hard, I think, because they know they face trial and execution if they surrender.
Are we any clear about the damage done to the town and the casualty figures over the last week or so?
Well, it's very hard to say because we stopped more or less on the outskirts of the town. We got about a mile into the town, but we couldn't get into the town centre. The army were blocking us. We could see quite a lot of damage. But we could also see that Bani Walid is effectively a ghost town at the moment. There are almost no people there. All the houses are empty. Quite a lot of them are smashed up, but we didn't see very much battle damage.
How much of a setback is this to the Libyan authorities?
I think it's a huge setback. The operation against Bani Walid was supposed to be the new parliament showing that it could be sensible, that it could run the country. And I think the operation was finished, and they were now wanting to say everyone can now go home. Well, now they're stopping people going home, and I think this is going to antagonize everything, and it's going to cause a whole fresh new sort of cycle of violence, and that's the problem.
Okay, Chris, keep us posted. Thanks a lot.